Dear brethren, God bless you. Today we will talk about speaking in tongues. This is a teaching by Brother Joseph. Is speaking in tongues a mandatory requirement to having the Holy Spirit? In our mission, we certainly believe and practice praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues. It's a wonderful gift from God. In 1 Corinthians 14:39, it says, "Therefore, brethren, desire earnestly to prophesy and do not forbid to speak with tongues." There is something which is superior to tongues, and that is the spirit of prophecy. It says in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that we may prophesy." As important as tongues are, yet we must seek much more to learn to prophesy. Otherwise, tongues can just be a lot of noise and proud showing off how spiritual we are. 1 Corinthians 14:27 to 29. "If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course. And let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church. And let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the others judge." Many of us have been in some spirit-filled churches where there were members filled with the Holy Spirit, but others by strange spirits. Such as it says in 1 Corinthians 14:33, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." We've seen churches where some dear brethren seemed to have the right spirit, but others appeared to have weird spirits, just yelling and spiritual disorder, confusion, with little or no interpretation at all of the message from the Lord. Or sometimes just a bunch of rebukes with no encouragement and real prophetic guidance from the Lord. This is unscriptural. You hear very little of these so-called tongue-speaking believers ever getting any real genuine message, such as, for example, "Let us get out of the unscriptural religious buildings." Why unscriptural religious buildings? Because it says in Acts 7:48 and 1 Corinthians 16:19. But they don't receive this kind of messages which says, "Let's go two by two on the road to give salvation to the lost." Just like it says in Luke 10 verse 1. Going back to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. "Therefore, tongues are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to unbelievers. But prophesying is not for unbelievers, but for those who believe. Therefore, if the whole church comes together in one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those who are uninformed or unbelievers, will they not say that you are out of your mind?" Verse 24. "But if all prophesy, and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all." One of the most important reasons of the tongues is not to confirm that we have the Holy Spirit, as it often happens in some of the mainstream false doctrines being taught today. But one of the most important reasons of tongues is to reach the lost. And by that we mean the lost. Not to reach more money to make another unscriptural religious sanctuary or temple. Let's leave those to the pagans and let's get busy building the church made of living stones of Christ. Like it says in 1 Corinthians 3:16. But who will hear and practice this message? Certainly not the Laodiceans of today. But God's sheep will. And it is to this that God is now giving this message, saying, "Get out of the Laodicean system. Get out, O my Philadelphia." Praise the Lord. The scriptures show that it's an evident false doctrine, the teaching which says, if you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. I don't even think one can make it to heaven without the Holy Spirit. So this false doctrine is telling brethren who may be well filled with the Holy Spirit more than these preachers, is telling them that they are lost. Quite a devilish doctrine, if you ask me. See how Satan has infiltrated his poison in these church bench warmers' religions? Read Acts 7:48 till 50. God is calling them to go out of these unscriptural, unbiblical, religious dead buildings. Read Luke 9:60. Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury the dead, but you go and preach the kingdom of God." Let's follow Jesus and do what He, our real pastor, is calling us to do. Reach the lost. Jesus said to the lost, not to the same believers week after week. No wonder Jesus called some churches dead, like it says in Revelation 3:1. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 12, 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. Verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit. So it says to one is given one gift, to another is given another gift through the same Holy Spirit. Please let us not allow today the flood of false teachers to deceive us. It says to one, and then it says to another. It says here, we don't all receive the same spiritual gifts, whether it be tongues or another gift. But there are so many other scriptures to expose the false doctrines of today. Verse 9 in 1 Corinthians 12. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. Isn't this clear enough? More, verse 11. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So let's not miss this. It is the Spirit who decides how and to who distribute to each one individually as He wills. So be careful, it's not as some false religious doctrines say today, that people who don't speak in tongues, they don't have the Holy Spirit. Let's go to verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. It is saying that no matter what kind of spiritual gift you have, tongues or healings or whatever, you are part of the same body of Christ. Please don't allow the devil, don't allow the false doctrines to rob you of your faith in your heavenly eternal citizenship as a full-fledged member of the body of Christ. Amen? God bless you. More, let's read verse 14. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. 15. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? Verse 16. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, then where would be the smelling? Verse 18. But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as He pleased. One is the eye, let's say he prophesies. The other is the ear, maybe he speaks in tongues or whatever. But still, we are all part of the same spiritual body because of the same Holy Spirit. Amen? So don't let anybody rob you of this wonderful truth in Christ. Let's keep reading. Verse 19. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you." Nor again can the head say to the feet, "I have no need of you." No, much rather, those members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. Dear ones, God loves all sincere believers. No matter if one is part of the hand of Christ, or the eye, or whatever. So many denominationalists today are saying to the other Christians, I have no need of you. That is pharisaical. It's a shame on the body of Christ. It's self-righteous. It's written in Isaiah 65, from 5 to 7, who say, keep to yourself, do not come near me, for I am holier than thou. These are smoke in my nostrils, a fire that burns all the day. Behold, it is written before me, I will not keep silence, but I will repay. Verse 7, your iniquities, says the Lord, I will repay. Let's make sure we are not contaminated by any pharisaical sectarian mentality. God says in 1 Corinthians 12 from 29 to 30, are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are they all teachers? Are they all workers of miracles? Do all have the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? For those who have an ear to hear God's word, and not only their preachers only, the answer is, of course not. Not all are apostles. Not all speak in tongues. Not all work miracles. Of course not. Yes, we do believe that all the apostles spoke in tongues, yes. So, that's not all they did. They also worked miracles. That means, do we all have to work miracles in order to have the Holy Spirit? Only Jesus had the gifts without limit. We are not exactly there yet. But the scriptures are very clear. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all speak with tongues? Now here is more, 1 Corinthians 12, 31. Earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I'll show you a more excellent way. And here comes 1 Corinthians 13, the chapter about love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there be knowledge, it will vanish away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Amen. Dear brethren, the greatest gift possible is not speaking in tongues. The greatest gift in the Holy Spirit is love. If we are full of tongues, religion and doctrines, but we have not love, and we don't love the lost enough to get out of our sanctimonious holy temples and sanctuaries, we are as good as the dead Pharisees of the Bible. Sorry, but here we have to hit the nail on the head, or it is not the whole counsel of God. If it just pleases everybody, then they will just continue sitting on the benches, ashamed to reach the lost. If this message makes no one sad, glad, or mad, then I have failed. We simply don't see Jesus or the early church going around loudly showing off their gifts of tongues, but we see them going around giving salvation to the lost. So dear ones, that's the priority. Read Mark 16:15, Acts 5:42. God bless you, dear ones. We do believe in speaking in tongues. In our mission, we all speak in tongues. So we encourage you to do pray to speak in tongues. That will bless your relationship with Jesus. Yes, do speak in tongues. But much more, prophesy and do reach the lost. And if you don't know how, then go to the bankers. You know who the bankers are? They are those who know how to do it. Ask them to teach you. We find the bankers in Matthew 25, in the parable of the talents. Let's read just from 26 to 28. But his Lord answered and said to him, "You wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap what I have not sown, and gather what I have not scattered seed. So you should to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Let's apply this parable to ourselves, dear brethren, and see what are we doing with our talents. Are we bringing fruit to the Lord? Love in Christ, Brother Joseph.